This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On a totally related note, there was news this morning of housing, and not encouraging news either. Housing starts, that is literally groundbreaking on new homes, had their biggest drop in 3 years last month. And a survey out earlier this week of the people who build homes, home builder confidence, the survey is known as, was down as well. Yes, the weather has in fact been miserable, but Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports it is definitely not just icy temperatures sending a chill through the housing industry.
Big picture, the U.S. housing market is recovering, but that recovery is weakening. The CEO of Pulte Homes, one of the country's largest home builders, predicts a, quote, sustained multi-year recovery, sort of CEO speak for not too hot, not too cold. Jed Kolko is chief economist at Trulia. He says home builders are reticent, not only because there are still a lot of vacant homes in overbuilt markets like Las Vegas and Florida.
Coming out of this recession, fewer people have saved enough for a down payment. It's also very difficult for many people still to qualify for a mortgage.
Yep, lending standards are still tight, despite what you may have heard about Wells Fargo flirting with subprime lending again. Except don't call it subprime, it's now called alternative lending. And Joe Ventrone, a VP at the National Association of Realtors, says new mortgage lending rules aimed at preventing another housing crash, they come with added fees.
That is another reason why the cost of getting credit is higher, and they're only going to give credit to those pristine buyers.
And the supply of pristine buyers? Wharton real estate professor Susan Wachter says that depends a lot on...
Good jobs. Good jobs, of course, allow people to establish their housing and become first-time homeowners.
And until those first-time buyers are ready and able... Don't expect a raucous chorus of bulldozers clearing the way for new homes. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.